This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2349, regarding Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Ray is her middle name, R-A-E, Martin, M like Mary, A-R-T-I-N like November. Date of birth, February 9th of 1947. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a telemedicine visit for Ms. Martin with primary hyperparathyroidism and hypertension. Her last visit was August 24th of 2021. At that time, her calcium level was normal at 10.1. She wanted to try decreasing the Sensipar 30 milligrams from Monday, Wednesday, Friday to twice a week. So she started taking 30 milligram of Sensipar on Monday and Thursday. And she's had no other illnesses or problems since her last visit. She has gained about 7 pounds over the last 6.5 months. But she generally loses weight during the summer when she can be more active. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, in addition to the Sensipar, she takes Nexium, Xanax at bedtime. Atenolol is 25 milligram daily, biotin, cranberry, and osteobiflex. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 138 pounds, temp 95.2, pulse 78, and blood pressure 120 over 77. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 14th of 2022. Creatinine is normal at 0.8. Calcium, however, has increased to 10.3. just marginally elevated, but it was 10.1 6 months ago. Albumin 4.0, normal electrolytes, phosphorus 3.4, intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 40.2, hemoglobin 14.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, primary hyperparathyroidism with increasing calcium level on the lower dose of Sensipar, and hypertension is well controlled. We're going to increase the Sensipar back to 30 milligram 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Hopefully just keep the calcium in the normal range. She'll continue to have lab studies done every 6 months. She'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.